how difficult and challenging was it to make sure that your editing found that beat so that as you're going down, before you go too far down, you've got that happiness, that slap happiness to elevate people again?
It's a great question. And I think one of the great challenges of this film, because there were, just to be totally honest, there were cuts of the film that you could feel tipping to being too sad. I want to say it almost felt like it would get depressing. Mm-hmm. What we wanted was emotion, right? So, there were a couple scenes like the memory dump where she's down there and then with the family having their moment. And in aggregate, when they were all together and strung together without thinking about the whole motion picture, and this is what we call sequence-itis, because you'll get so embedded in a sequence, and when you string them together, it doesn't ring the way we wanted it to, or it was too heavy. And so Kevin Nolte went in and I couldn't even tell. Some of it is minuscule. It's amazing. Pete's such an animator. He'll say things like, I think we need to take 2 frames out of that shot. I'm like, oh my God. And then he does, and it does feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this weird voodoo skill that he and Pete have together that they can just get just a right timing on that exhale, mm-hmm. or an extra 2 frames of black before the next thing pops up that just lets it breathe. I couldn't even really speak to it more than that. I think it's magic. But they know it, and you know it when you see it, you know. And I think that the danger of it was that, if in lesser hands of an editor, I think the movie could have easily tipped into being too heavy.